Leonora, Joyce, a whole basket of salad plates.
They're going to make our library fair.
Limoges.
Doesn't anybody want them?
Isabel doesn't, and I have no use for them. Mrs. Jessup says there's enough china in this house to start a store.
Oh, it must have been wonderful here once. Big dinner parties, candlelight, charming company.
I never knew it that way.
Are they going to sell Wakefield House?
I don't know.
Or maybe Isabel will want to stay on.
Honestly, Joy, I don't know yet.
If she did, would you stay on with her?
Joy, you could always drag things out of me. If I knew, I'd certainly tell my own sister. I just haven't any idea.
Kate, I'm not being snoopy. I made a mistake trying to hit you and David together for dinner the other night. At least Jim says I did. But I'm thinking about your future.
I know. And it's already here.
You know what you should do.
Joy, I am not ready to marry anyone.
All right. But you've got to have a home, and you're not getting any younger.
Just a few years until 30, then I'll be over the hill.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Oh, I didn't want to get into it this morning, but when I see this big empty house, and you so alone...
I don't stay in it very much. I'm going out this afternoon to see Alice Kingman at the youth center.
Kate, why don't you come and live with us?
Live with you?
Oh, we have a spare room, and the kids would adore it.
Joy, dear... Thank you, but...
I'll talk to you later. You know, Kate, there's no reason for you to be alone when you have us.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Mrs. Kingman?
Why, Henry Spader, isn't this nice? Come in.
Thank you.
Wait till I shut this door. We're having square dancing this afternoon, and the kids are really pounding it out.
Well, I used to do a bit of a do-si-do myself.
I'll bet you did. So did I. I still do.
Well, business first, Alice.
Sit down, will you, Henry?
Thank you. I guess you know that the wildlife sanctuary Arthur Wakefield wanted is going through.
I'm so glad. It would be marvelous for the young people.
It will not be named for Tom Wakefield.
I think in the end that's best. I felt very badly the day Arthur came out and asked me to be on the advisory board, and I hesitated because he wanted to name it after Tom.
You had every right, you of all people. But you will be on the board?
I think I would have anyhow.
Yeah.
There comes a time when forgiveness just has to begin.
You're a good woman, Alice.
I have to say it. Young Tom Wakefield did a wrong to me and a lot of other people in this town. But what's past must be forgotten. If it isn't, you might just as well live in a locked room.
Well, that's settled. Now, I want to talk to you about Kate.
What's that girl going to do with herself now?
I think we're going to have to let her figure that out.
Oh, my, yes.
I wanted to say this. We know more about Tom Wakefield's troubles than anyone in this town.
You and I.
Exactly. Now, do you remember a man named Stephen Wolfe?
I never want to hear that name again.
I discovered that he and Arthur Wakefield had a great deal of correspondence in the last 2 years.
What's he after now?
You can guess. He's been disbarred. He probably needs money for a new start.
If it hadn't been for that man, young Tom would have faced up to his problems, and I'm sure he would have come out of them. He's not coming back here.
Not if I can help it. But, Alice, Kate doesn't know the whole truth about Tom. I want you to help me see that she never does.
Excuse me, Henry. Yes.
Will you, Mr. Slater, come and see us back?
Thank you, my dear. Mr. Slater, the young people would like us to come and see the square dance.
Well, I'll do better. Alice, would you do me the honor of cutting a reel with me?
Oh.
Kenyon, I don't believe it.
Don't you underestimate Henry Slater, Kate. He had all the kids going.
Oh.
You better come early next time.
I will. I'd love to see some more square dancing.
Would you?
Yeah.
We'll just start up the record again. The kids never get tired of it.
Oh, but I want to ask you something first.
Well, come right into the office with me then. Now, you go right ahead.
Well, Mrs. Kingman, I'm trying to figure out what I should do next.
Well, that's not always easy.
Every relative and friend I have has a different idea.
That's part of loving you, Kate. Worrying about you.
I know. But I've made only one decision. I don't think I want to go on working with the Wakefield Real Estate Office.
I think that's a good idea.
Past having a baby soon, and there's not enough to do anyhow. I want to be with people.
You should. You're great with them.
So, could you use an assistant?
I'd love it, Kate.
My real question is, how would other people feel having Mrs. Tom Wakefield work at the youth center?
Well, they don't think of you that way. You're Kate.
Thanks, Mrs. Kingman.
Honey, don't misunderstand me.
I don't. I asked you a direct question. You gave me an honest answer, as I knew you would.
You come on out here, honey. We need you.
I'll think about it.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
No, my fault.
I didn't realize you were going into the Wakefield house, too.
Yes.
I'm Joy Reed, Kate Wakefield's sister.
Oh, a pleasure. I'm Anthony Cushing. Here, let me carry that basket for you.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all.
You know my sister?
We've met a few times. I was in Belhaven at the time of Arthur Wakefield's death.
Oh, yes, I remember. Kate mentioned how helpful you were.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd stop by and see how things are.
How nice. Oh, I hope somebody's home.
Well, that's all right. I can just drive around town a bit.
Well, Kate went to the rec center. That's our youth center. But she should be back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why don't we just sit on the porch for a few minutes?
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Where do I put the basket?
Oh, just by the door. Over there.
Ah.
Oh, sit here.
Thank you.
What do you do, Mr. Cushing?
Oh, I'm a plain, ordinary businessman.
Oh, well, you don't look either plain or ordinary. I guess a businessman these days sees a lot of the world.
That may be too much.
My husband's a pediatrician.
Oh.
I always thought that that's the noblest profession, taking care of children. But, of course, it does keep us tied down in Belhaven.
You're to be envied.
Yes, it's a fine old town. I have 3 children, and we wouldn't live anywhere else. I think Kate feels the same. Poor girl. She's at such loose ends now.
Really?
Arthur Wakefield's death was such a shock. She was so devoted to him. You'll settle down.
And get married?
Oh, I hope so. My goodness. What else is there for her?
Well, from what the girls say these days, there seems to be a great deal more.
You mean women's lib? Well, that's fine for some girls, but I don't think Kate's that type. I think she really wants to be settled.
Tony!
Hello, Kate.
I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I didn't tell you. I thought you might not see me.
We've been having the nicest talk.
Yes.
Oh, well, come in.
Thanks.
Come in. It's too hot. You too, Joy.
Well, thanks, but... Oh, I have to pick up Keith. Did you see him at the rec center?
Half of him. The other half was underwater.
I'd better get him before he gets waterlogged. Oh, it was a pleasure to have met you, Mr. Cushing.
You saved my day, Mrs. Reed.
Well, thank you. Bye. Oh, there's the basket, Kate.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Well, Kate.
Why didn't you tell me you were coming, Tony?
When I call a girl for a date and she says, I don't know, it's time for action. It's too early for dinner. How about showing me the countryside? To you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers. This is the Serial Network.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Ladies, we're off at last to the Royal Gardens. First, to identify myself to those listeners new in my company, I am William Makepeace Thackeray, author of this novel. Now then, we're driving in an open coach with 4 young persons all occupied with tender thoughts of love. The situation stands thus. Lieutenant George Osborne in love with Amelia Sedley. Amelia in love with George. Joseph Sedley in love with Rebecca Sharp. A pity, but we cannot in truth pronounce Becky in love with Rotund Joseph. Perhaps it's needful to remind you that she's alone in the world and must make her way as best she can. You've heard her declare...
I don't know what I'll be, but I won't be poor.
Nor will she if Joseph proposes marriage this night. Will he? Let us go into his mind. As novelist, I can take you there.
By Jove, I've popped the question in the gardens. No, can't, won't, yes, will. What will I do?
Well, that availed us little. Let us peep into Becky's mind.
Mrs. Joseph Sedley. I'll go back to India with him, wear flowers in my hair and jewels by the yard. I will... Oh, but what if he doesn't propose? And I have to be a governess and teach French and all... Oh, he will. He will. He will.
That availed us little as well. All right. Together, what are they talking about? Rebecca beside Joe's on the box of the open carriage. Joe's sitting in state, driving his gray.
Joe's, toi te Bouddha.
Beg pardon?
Toi te Bouddha. French.
I don't speak French in India. Be so good as to translate, Miss Beckett.
Well, what I said was, no, I daren't tell you. It would be forward of me.
Fair, my girl. Come, what did you say?
Toi te Bouddha. Can't you guess, Joe?
If you said what I think...
If I did, what then?
Then I'd say... No, wait till the gardens. Private paths, music, flowers.
Oh, pray don't make me wait, Joseph. It's cruel of you.
Cruel, is it? Well, I... Becky, will you... No, can't say it. You're not proper place.
Oh, then let us drive faster, please. Faster!
Giddy up! Giddy up! Make haste! We're in a hurry. By Jove, we are, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Will you say again what you said in your pretty French?
What a good day, Joe!
Giddy up!
Ah, would anyone like a translation of the loving words Becky so sweetly said? She shall tell you herself.
Jones, you are a fat sausage.
And so he is. Such is the state of affairs as the carriage crosses Westminster Bridge. What of those two in back of the coach? Amelia, George. Their love is so new with all the dew upon it that neither can yet believe the other loves, not even yet talk of it. And so they talk of it.
Joe and Becky. Look, George, how close Becky sits beside him.
I've seen it since Russell Square.
What marvels he's done for him, and in such a little time.
Marvels?
You haven't noticed?
I've noticed he flatters him unconscionably, and he, poor fool, believes every word.
Oh, but she means every word.
What an innocent you are. And what an innocent she is not.
You don't know her yet, that's all.
Perhaps. So, dear, a friend of yours must be more worthy than I can see. What are these marvels he's accomplished?
Well, his stammer, almost gone. Never, never before with any young lady has Joe's been able to talk at all. You've seen him with others.
Yes, by Jove, it's true. She's loosened his tongue all right, I'll give her that much.
If only it's loose enough so that tonight he proposes.
Look here, Emmy, marry a governess? Would he really?
George, she's not a governess.
Will be, didn't you say, when her visit with you ends?
And she dearly hates the thought.
Ah, if your brother marries her, she won't have to be.
That's why it'll be so wonderful.
So she's not a governess yet. So no one can say Joseph Sedley married a governess. They can say he married beneath his station a nobody.
No, even if she were, it doesn't... But she isn't. On her mother's side, she's of the French nobility.
I say. Well, that's different. You certain of that?
Oh, yes. She told me so. Gracious, Joseph's driving fast.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Dear Amelia, faithful friend, as George has said, how innocent she is. But that very innocence is George's good fortune. As she sees Rebecca, she sees his arrogant snobbery through the eyes of love. Ladies, next stop, the Royal Gardens. Party of four has arrived at the Royal Gardens. As the majestic Joes descends from the carriage, which creaks with his weight, a gathering of sightseers at the gates gives a cheer for the fat gentleman.
Oh, look at all my feet!
Or do most of them cheer the two pretty creatures stepping daintily from the coach? Be that as it may, Joes accepts the accolade as his due, blushing, looking very big and mighty, promenading through the gates with Becky upon his arm. Deliberately, she feigns indifference to their walk together.
Shall we go and hear the fiddles first, or the singer?
Oh, what's the clown?
Or the tightrope walk?
I'm for the clown.
Joes, if you want it.
You promised, Becky.
Promise? What did I promise?
We'd walk.
We did say yes. And Emmy, Joes wants to show me the flowers.
Oh, yes, the flowers, the fountains. You must see them first thing, right away. George and I will watch the clowns, won't we, George?
Oh, we ought to stay together, or we'll never find one another again.
George.
I say, wouldn't do to lose each other.
Oh, don't be silly, Joes. When the bell rings for the fireworks, we'll all meet for supper.
Supper? Yes, meet for supper.
Oh, how clever you are, Emmy. We'll meet just over that table under the mimosa tree. Is it agreed?
Yes, yes, yes. Now go along, you two. I so hope it will be a lovely walk.
Supper. Mustn't miss supper. Meet under the mimosa.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, dear Emmy.
George, I'm certain with my whole heart Becky will be my sister-in-law.
Oh, Joes hasn't a prayer.
Why, what are you saying? That Becky won't marry him after all?
I'm saying she will.
We may, with propriety, ignore that callous remark of George Osborne's, as Amelia does. However, I'm bound to say that I am overcome with a feeling of profound melancholy. Does catastrophe lurk along those Hedwig paths? Ladies, I must take my leave. No more of this until tomorrow, though I hasten to assure you I am ever your loyal servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. Adapted for radio by Nancy Moore. Mr. Thackeray is portrayed by Earl Hammond. Becky Sharp by Dolores Sutton. Amelia Sedley by Laura Esterman. Joseph Sedley by Stephen Newman. George Osborne by Tom Clunas. Produced and directed by Frank Papp. And brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. Ralph Camargo speaking. This is the Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
I smell smoke. I do. Wake up. Wake up. I smell smoke.
I just got back to sleep. What's the matter now?
I still smell smoke. Sniff. Smell. Don't you?
No.
No, I do.
No, I don't smell a thing, and I just looked all over the entire house. There was nothing. No, I finally got back to sleep.
You looked in the attic?
Yes, in every corner. Nothing.
Basement, you really checked the furnace?
Honey, the furnace is turned off, but I checked it, yes.
Well,
yes.
I can't help it. I still smell smoke.
Sweetheart, I looked in every room of the house. Now, look, it's 1:30 in the morning. I got to go to work tomorrow. I need my rest.
Well, you won't go to work if we're burned up in our beds.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I just know I smell smoke.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I looked everywhere, even in the garage. I walked around the house, and I couldn't smell any smoke anywhere.
Oh, it makes me so nervous. Yeah. You never smell anything.
I can smell just as well as anyone else. I smelled no smoke, nor did I see any smoke, okay?
Well...
Why do you always smell smoke in the middle of the night, never in the daytime?
I know. Well, all right. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. You sleep tight. I'll stay awake to make sure nothing happens. No, it's all right. I don't mind. I'd rather.
No, you know I can't go to sleep knowing you're lying here worried.
Well,
you want me to get up and go over the house again?
No. It's probably that movie. I wish I'd never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, knowing you, I should never have taken you to that. Now, look, try to get some sleep, huh?
Yeah. Well, good night, dear.
Night.
You know, the Patterson's house burned down. They lost everything.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
What wasn't burned up was the water damaged. It was ruined. Fire insurance didn't even begin to cover it.
Go to sleep, huh?
Right after that, you said we didn't have enough fire insurance. You didn't think you were going to look into it. Did you?
No. No, I didn't.
Well, you better. Those are the things you put off and then something happens, you know. And it's too late.
Yeah.
Well, can't do anything about it now, I guess. Rest
sweetie. Now you got me wide awake. It isn't only the fire insurance. What about us?
Huh?
If fire broke out in the hall and we were trapped in the bedroom here.
Well, I know. We could always jump out the window, I guess.
Two stories?
Well, we might break a leg or two. We'd probably live. Wouldn't... Why are you turning on the lights, dear?
I want to look out the windows. Snap on the outside lights.
Oh, don't start one of your middle-of-the-night adventures. I know you so well.
They dropped on this side, but over here, we could swing out and land on the porch roof, I think.
And they swing out on what?
On what, indeed?
You know, you can buy rope ladders in the hardware store. I saw them the other day. Maybe we should get one. Have to keep it in the closet. It's certainly not very attractive.
And it's not here. We'd have to knot the sheets together and slide down.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now that if you yank the sheets out from under me...
We would have to take the sheets we have available. If we were trapped in the bedroom here, we could not get to the linen closet in the hall.
Right, and tomorrow I'll put a pile of sheets on the closet shelf. What are you doing? Now, you stop that.
Fire drill. The house is on fire. We're trapped.
Oh,
we know we have to get out the window, so we just start knotting the sheets.
Don't cut it off. There's no time to have a fire drill.
This is exactly the time to have one. You don't wait until you really have a fire. Now, come on. Tie those two ends together, please.
Look, I know I started this. I'm not going to tie anything. I'm going in the guest room.
But you can't. You can't get out the bedroom door. It's hot to the touch.
No.
So you get out on the floor. Keep your face to the floor. Look, as you just pointed out, you started
this. What are you doing? You're not planning to actually go out that window, are you?
Out of the way. Come on, get out of the way.
Oh,
Stay down. Let me get this tied to the leg of the bed.
1:30. It is 1:40.
Well, you smelled smoke. I didn't. Now, for once, go along with something. We're saving our lives, and you've got to pretend it's real.
If it were real, I think I'd start throwing some clothes out the window.
Great. You do that. Start throwing things out the window.
Oh, come on. I ruined my clothes in the wet grass for nothing.
Okay. Forget that.
Well,
now, I'll go first so I can be down there to catch you or help you when you slide down.
I'm not going out the window on some bed sheets, I'll tell you that.
Well, you would if there were really a fire.
I probably would, but I'm not going to do it now.
Now, look, sweetie.
No, actually,
there's nothing to it.
No,
look out the window.
No.
We'd only have to swing over to the porch roof and then climb down the trellis. Nothing to it.
Well, that's settled, then. I'll go get some other sheets and make up the bed again.
Uh-huh.
Are you satisfied? I mean, you solved our problem if we're ever trapped in the bed. Honey!
It's okay. I'm just going to try it.
It's ridiculous if this. I'll try it in the daytime, at least. You know you're going to kill yourself? You are going to kill yourself.
Just... Oh, that's nonsense. Hey, look. I can even reach the porch roof with my foot. Nothing to it.
Fine. You've tried it. Now get back in here.
No. You know me. Once I start something, now stop worrying.
Oh, Tommy.
Even if I fell, I'd land on the lilac bushes, but I'm not going to fall. It's very simple.
You know, if you can't think of yourself, you might think of me.
Yeah.
If you kill yourself, what am I going to tell people?
Oh, come on. Stop worrying. Just go downstairs and unlock the front door so I can get back in, okay?
No, it's not okay. The whole thing is crazy. Don't you dare kill yourself. Heaven knows what I tell your mother.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. It's easy as pie. Now, look, I'm already on the porch roof. Now, I just climb down the trellis.
Honey! Oh, darling!
Mother!
Are you all right? Are you all right, dear?
What's going on,
dear?
Is it Daddy?
Dear, are you alive down there?
Yes.
Dear?
Yes, but I think I'm alive.
Oh, what is Daddy up to now? Well, are all husbands like this?
I don't know. It's the only one I ever had. At this point, I'd like to try another. Come on, let's go downstairs and see what's happened.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Joey, I haven't had dips in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
All right. Stop making such a fuss. I'm fine.
How did you break the living room window, dear?
Well, I guess my foot cracked into it when the trellis broke away.
All right, hold still. Let me get some Band-Aids on these cuts.
Oh. I proved we can get out of our bedroom if trapped.
Well,
I still don't understand. What's going on? Why was Daddy climbing out the window?
I told you, dear. He was having his own little personal fire drill.
Because your mother smelled smoke.
Oh.
I'm sure you're all right.
Well, I only fell about 7 feet and landed in the bushes.
More like 4 feet. I don't know how you can be so happy about something like that in the middle of the night.
I don't know why Daddy always picks the middle of the night to do things like this. You always do, Daddy.
Yeah, I know. I get my best ideas at night. Inspirations. And if you don't do things when you think of them, you never do.
Hold still. Let me get something on the cut.
Even as a kid. Did my mother ever tell you about the night I jumped out of the hay window in the barn with an umbrella trying to parachute down? Needless to say, it didn't work.
Your mother told me. In fact, your mother said to me, I wouldn't marry him if I were you, if you have any sense at all.
Life's no fun if you don't try things out.
Didn't you get hurt when you jumped out the window of a barn, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. I broke my collarbone. And I was the envy of every boy in school because the girls paid so much attention to him.
Oh, you know, Daddy, you're crazy, but you're fun.
Thank you, Debbiekins. Now, go on back to bed.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Dad. See you in the morning.
Yeah. Well, that's settled. We know how to get out in case of a fire.
You know, only you could fall out a window and be happy.
Well, I did it for you.
Oh, sure.
I thought maybe I could get some sleep. All this smelling smoke you've gone through in the middle of the night for 20 years.
All right, dear. Well, let's get back to bed. I made it up with some fresh sheets. Are you sure you feel all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Really?
I'm fine. Really. I proved something, and I feel great.
Well.
Great load off my mind. But I will look into our fire insurance tomorrow.
I'll tell you something else I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start making a list of what we have. The Pattersons couldn't remember what was in every room, you know. They never made a list. Well, I'm going to do that, too.
Good. What's the matter?
All right. You can think I'm nutty, but I smell smoke.
Oh, please.
I do. I smell smoke. It smells like cloth burning. You know how cloth smells when it smolders, sort of, and you get
that... Yeah. Wait a minute. Now that you mention cloth...
You smell it?
You're right. So do
I. Yeah. It's here. It's somewhere near this bedroom chair.
Your
coat. Your coat pocket. Look in your coat.
My pipe.
Your pipe. In the pocket. You didn't completely put it out, honey.
Look.
Oh, look at the hole in your nice new coat pocket. I have said to you, really, dear, so many times.
All right.
A new coat? This is a new coat, dear.
I know. Well, you have to look at it this way. Do you want to be married to some dull guy who sleeps his life away, or to some fascinating man who leaps out the window in the middle of the night to save your life?
Well, when you put it that way, dear, I'll take you. Oh, come on, let's see if we can get some sleep.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro. To know you're the best you can be. This is the Serial Network. To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Jason? Emily?
Oh, hi, Angela. Come in.
Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Oh, did I interrupt you getting dressed for the day?
Hmm? Oh, my tie. No, I was just finishing my breakfast on days when it's this warm, this early. I don't put on my tie until the last minute.
I guess we are in for another 90-degree day.
Mm.
Oh, what do you want me to do with Jennifer's overnight case?
Oh, I'll take that. Guess I can leave it at the foot of the stairs. Oh, by the way, where is she?
She headed for your backyard almost before I got in the car stopped.
Uh-huh.
She said she simply had to see Patsy Coletti.
Oh, yes, of course. They haven't seen each other in almost 24 hours. I'm sure she didn't voice any concern about her family.
Oh, none at all.
Well, that's par for the course. Look, do you have time for a cup of coffee before we face the day at the hospital?
Oh, fine. Particularly if it comes with cream and a lot of ice cubes.
Uh-huh. That I can provide. If you'd asked me to fry you an egg, I'd have been severely tested.
Mm. hasn't Emily come down yet?
No. I think she had a fairly easy night.
Don't you know?
Well, I looked in on her a few times, but she seemed to be resting easily. You see, I slept in the den.
Oh. What did Dr. Foster have to say?
Oh, he put it down to natural concern over what the hospital findings might be.
Mm-hmm.
Emily knows that we're worried, or we wouldn't be insisting on a whole battery of tests, so naturally she's... How did you know Marshall was here?
Oh, we had dinner together last night.
With Jennifer?
After Jennifer had been put to bed.
Oh.
Did he have any suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Marshall's reaction was the same as mine. Emily shouldn't wait until next Monday to go into the hospital. Oh, here you are.
Oh, thank you. I don't suppose I have to ask what Emily's reaction was.
No, you don't. A flat no. I'd hardly suggested that she consider going into the hospital this morning before she got so upset I dropped the subject.
Well, I suppose we should be grateful she's still willing to go in on Monday.
Oh, she's given me her word.
Jason, in the emotional state that Emily's in these days, I just don't think her word can be depended on. It could be a matter of months.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Angela.
Oh, what could be a matter of months?
Good morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
Very well, thank you. What could be a matter of months?
Well, we were just talking about Caroline and Lynn. Jason was saying that he wondered if they were ever coming back from Switzerland.
Well, the last I'd heard from Dad, he'd given them an ultimatum. And, He said come home in 2 weeks or else.
I have a life-size picture of your father ever giving an ultimatum to Caroline.
Or Lynn either, for that matter.
Well, she is the baby of the family, and Dad's always treated her like one. Well, sit down, dear. Let me get you some coffee, huh?
Thank you, dear. Is there any water on for tea?
Well, I'll put some on. No trouble.
Well, Angela, this is a little premature, isn't it? Hmm? What is? You're moving in here? Or is this just a visit?
Well, you know, I wish I were a permanent guest here sometimes. I really hate to part with Jennifer when one of her visits comes to an end.
I hope she was well behaved.
Oh, she was an angel, as always.
Well, that's because she wasn't on her home ground. Mm-hmm. I know you don't believe me, Angela, but she can be a terror sometimes.
Well, I'm certainly going to have a chance to find out. When you come back from the hospital, I'll give you a full report on all three of them.
Here's some orange juice, honey. The tea will be ready in a minute.
Thank you, dear. Jason, you and Emily haven't told me exactly when you want me to move in. Now, look, my week of vacation really starts Friday night.
Angela,
you know,
there's absolutely no reason for you to give up any part of your weekend. Jason?
Mm-hmm?
What time Monday morning am I supposed to appear?
9 a.m.
Well, it isn't as if I had to show you where everything is, Angela, so why don't you plan to be here at 8?
If that's when you want me, little sister, that's when I'll be here.
I wish I could be as certain of when I'm going to be back.
I don't understand.
Don't be too sure that you're going to have to play surrogate mother for just a short time.
Em, I've told you the test will be over in a couple of days.
Yes, so I've been told, but don't you think I'm entitled to be just a little bit suspicious?
Of what, darling?
This visit to the hospital has been presented to me 3 different ways. First, I was going to the hospital, just for a physical examination. And I've never had a physical yet that took more than an hour and a half. And then I was informed that I was going to be in the hospital, a patient. Then I was told that it wasn't going to be a matter of 1 day, but 2 or 3. You know, if I were a little bit paranoid, I'd have already come to the conclusion that you and Jason are conspiring to get me out of the house forever.
Oh.
I think I'll go back to bed for a while, Jason. I'm sure you two won't let the key go to waste.
Angela, I'm sure Emily didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Of course she didn't.
No, as the time goes closer for her to go into the hospital, she's gotten more and more apprehensive.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't anything more than a bad joke. In fact, I wouldn't blame her if she thought we were conspiring against her. Or at least that you were.
Oh, why do you say that?
Oh, Jason, you did break the news about the hospital rather gently.
Oh, you mean how long she was going to have to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I could spare her some anxiety. I seem to have done exactly the opposite.
Well, look, I better be on my way. Can I give you a lift to the hospital?
No, no, thank you. I put in a call to Switzerland just before you and Jennifer got here.
Caroline?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I've been talking to my father. He thinks she and Lynn ought to come home.
Well, they're planning to within a week, aren't they?
Well, Robert doesn't think that's soon enough.
Well, say hello to them for me.
Yes, yes, I will.
See you at the hospital.
I've got it, dear. Hello?
This is the overseas operator. Is this Dr. Carter?
Yes.
Ready with your call to San Moritz, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Jason?
Yes, how are you, Caroline?
We're enjoying every minute. Lynn has a beautiful tan. Of course, at her age, she can...
Yes, but Caroline, the reason I called...
Jason, you sound as if there's something wrong.
Well, we do have a little problem.
What is it?
Well, not long after you and Lynn left, Emily began experiencing some minor symptoms, you know, loss of appetite, not sleeping well, that sort of thing. She's been working very hard getting ready for the start of her graduate program in September, you know.
Well, you tell her I said to take it easy. She's much too beautiful to need a higher education.
Well, I'm afraid it may be more serious than we thought, Caroline.
Oh, dear. You mean Emily's actually ill?
Well, we don't know, but the symptoms of, well, they're more severe. Em's going into the hospital on Monday for a checkup.
This Monday?
Yes, Caroline. I think you and Lynn ought to be here. Robert is just as concerned as the rest of us.
Well, if I know your father, he's more concerned, since he's always said he doesn't understand the first thing about medicine.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Would it help if we were there?
Well, Caroline, that's why I called you. Well, anyway, he hoped you could be back.
Well, as soon as I know what our travel arrangements are, I'll call you. Are you at the hospital?
Well, I will be.
Tell Emily not to worry. And don't tell her we're coming back because of her. As a matter of fact, I was beginning to be bored with Switzerland anyhow. Too much peace gets to be jarring.
Caroline, you're a doll. Give my love to Lynn.
I will. Oh, she just came in.
Thank you, Caroline.
Don't be silly. That was Jason. I'm afraid...
Oh, I'd love to have talked to him.
Well, you can later, dear. I have to call him back.
How come?
He wants to know when to expect us.
But you've already told Father we're leaving in another week or 10 days.
Lynn, Emily isn't very well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's going into the hospital on Monday, and Jason says your dad thinks that we ought to be there.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid we're going to have to disrupt your timetable for Curtis Rogers, dear.
It's not a timetable. It's just a feeling. I know that if we stay another week, Kurt will propose to me.
Are you sure you want him to?
And to Hold has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.